Today, the latest inflation news says we still have a problem. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, the RBA has said that the battle to control inflation is not yet over. And the latest data from the ABS, the monthly CPI report for July, came out today and confirms that inflation does indeed remain a problem. The monthly consumer price index, the CPI indicator, rose 3.5% in the 12 months to July 2024. That's down from 3.8% in June. But the annual trimmed mean movement was 3.8% in July, down from 4.1% in June, still well above the target range. The monthly indicator, of course, is not that reliable. It only covers around 60 to 70% of household items in the quarterly basket of goods and services, and the composition of measured items jumps around between being more heavily skewed towards goods in some months and more towards services in other months, making it harder to get an apples-to-apples comparison on prices. The accumulated price increases in the past 3 years or so does remain much higher than income growth. So, as my surveys show, many households are under significant financial pressures. A slowing in the rate of growth, frankly, is largely symbolic. We're not seeing much price deflation at all. The extended and expanded Commonwealth Energy Bill Relief Fund rebate and the introduction of state government rebates has begun to take effect from July 2024. Those rebates have the effect of reducing electricity costs for households, but of course the RBA is looking through this short-term support when assessing monetary policy. The rate-setting board left the benchmark at a 12-year high of 4.35% just 3 weeks ago, saying it remained vigilant to upside risks for inflation. With the data unlikely to sway the Reserve Bank from its hawkish stance, the yield on policy-sensitive 2- and 3-year notes both climbed, while the local currency rose as much as 0.3%. to erase its year-to-date loss against the greenback, and money markets are though still pricing in a rate cut in December. The most significant contributors to the annual rise were housing up 4%, food and non-alcoholic beverages up 3.8%, alcohol and tobacco up 7.2%, and transport up 3.4%. The ABS said that CPI inflation is often impacted by items with volatile price changes like automotive fuel, fruit and vegetables and holiday travel, so it's helpful to exclude those items from the headline CPI to see the underlying inflation, which was 3.7% in July, down from 4% in June. Housing rose 4% in the 12 months to July, that's down from 5.5% in June. Rents increased 6.9% for the year to July, down from a rise of 7.1% in the 12 months to June, reflecting a new tightness in the rental market in capital cities. The annual rise in new dwelling prices has remained around 5% since August 2023, with builders passing on higher costs for labour and materials. The lower increase in housing for the year to July was primarily due to falls in the price of electricity. Electricity prices fell 5.1% in the 12 months to July, down from a rise of 7.5% in June. It's the introduction of the new Commonwealth and state rebates, of course, that drove the fall in July. The first instalments of the 24-25 Commonwealth Energy Bill Relief Fund rebate began in Queensland and Western Australia from July 2024, with other states and territories to follow from August. In addition, state-specific rebates were introduced in Western Australia, Queensland and Tasmania. Altogether, these rebates led to a 6.4% fall in the month of July, but excluding those rebates, electricity prices would have risen 0.9% in July, the ABS said. Annual inflation on food and non-alcoholic beverages was 3.8% in July, up from 3.3% in June. The largest contributor to the annual rise in food prices was fruit and vegetables, which rose 7.5% in the 12 months to July, compared with 3.6% in June. Higher prices for strawberries, grapes, broccoli, and cucumber drove fruit and vegetable prices to their largest annual rise since December 2022. Policymakers, of course, at the RBA will remain cautious to Wednesday's data, given they only include part of the overall CPI basket. Additionally, the July report is skewed towards goods rather than services, where price pressures are proving more persistent. Today's step-down in inflation was largely expected and is unlikely to be sufficient in isolation to cause the RBA to abandon its hawkish bias at its board meeting next month, which puts it at odds with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand and the Bank of England, both of which cut in the past month, although from higher rates, while the Fed looks set to cut in September, as I discussed recently. The problem is that in Australia, the $40 billion of tax cuts and state and federal incentives and support measures are indeed inflationary, despite what the Treasurer says. Inflation is still sticky and stubborn in our economy, but it's coming down, Treasurer Jim Chalmers told reporters after the release. Our cost of living policies are helping to shift the fickle headline rate, maybe, but in underlying policy terms, no, I don't think it is. The RBA's forecast suggests headline inflation could temporarily dip to 2.8% by the middle of next year. That's inside the 2-3% target band. That's partially due to $300 energy price rebates for every household from the federal government and additional subsidies from states such as Queensland, which is offering a $1,000 to every household. But the RBA expects headline inflation to shoot up to 3.7% at the end of 2025 after the sugar hit of the energy bill rebates runs out. There was a similar lived experience in the June quarter when the expiry of the previous energy bill rebates contributed to a rise in measured electricity prices. In fact, RBA Assistant Governor Sarah Hunter told a parliamentary hearing this month that temporary energy rebates would not reduce underlying inflation, which the RBA focuses on to set interest rates. Dr. Hunter said energy bill rebates were not helping the RBA to get inflation back to targets sustainably, since the policies were temporary. Oh, and a reduction of students into the country to 270,000 from over 500,000 will only have limited impact too. The main way governments can reduce inflation is by reducing demand via spending cuts or tax increases, the structural reforms that expand the company's productive capacity to produce goods and services. Broader federal and state government spending, though, has forced the RBA to delay by 6 months at least the expected return to inflation to the midpoint of the 2-3% target band. That's now late 2026. Hence, Governor Michelle Bullock doesn't expect to be cutting interest rates this year at all. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high. Price discovery and price transparency are hard to find. And then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.